The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Well, welcome in, everybody, first of all. James Click is actually doing something. Apparently, he signed one of the top young prospects from Cuba, Pedro León. Number 7 on MLB Pipeline's top 30 international prospects list. $4 million they gave him. Man, if you're Cuban and you're... Now, you don't know how old he is. He's probably like 40. But if you're Cuban and you can hit a baseball, man, look at where he's working out. It looks like a little league field from the 40s or 50s. It looks like it was built in the 50s.
Does he actually have a real baseball?
It might not be. I don't know. It might be, and if he can hit it like that, where it's all beat up and the seams are tearing, and he can hit it out like that, then he's even better than we thought. Those baseballs don't go anywhere.
On defense, he has the tools to stay in center field and displays a strong and accurate arm.
We got our center fielder this year.
Bye, George.
See ya.
Bye.
Here we go. We got him. I mean, they gave him $4 million.
So they like him quite a bit.
They must. That's nice. He looks like a good player, man.
Be nice to add. I mean, depending on how good he is and when he plays, that's a good deal for young talent. And you would expect him to what, be on a major league roster and how long?
February?
Yeah.
No. He's going to have to come right in. He's got to play right away. We don't have any outfielders.
No.
We got Miles Straw and Aledmys Diaz. And you know Aledmys Diaz will only be here for three weeks this season.
He'll get hurt. That's what he does.
It's what he do. 713-780-3776, the number if you'd like to get in here. Let's start the segment with Slappy. What's up, Slappy?
Hey, what's up, guys, man? Man, I'm kind of frustrated. We got rid of one whiny little CF, but now we get another one in Oladipo. He hasn't even been here. One day, he already says he doesn't want to be here. We don't need him. Why don't we just trade him and go get some more young talent and build this team up from the inside out? That's all I got, guys.
All right. You know, John Wall, Boogie Cousins, P.J. Tucker, Oladipo. He won't be Oladipo. These are all guys that are just, you know, they're sitting, they're placed. They got to be here because you got to pay them.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Oladipo trade has not been, hasn't been official yet. So, I mean, the James thing got announced, by the teams 12, 15 hours after it was announced by the media. So there's some thought that maybe that deal isn't done, that maybe they are thinking about sending him someplace.
Well, yeah, if he says I'm not showing up, then – you know, you can't announce, everybody, Victor Oladipo, look, want to have a press conference? No, he's not here.
Yeah, I'm sure the Pacers would love to announce acquiring Caris LeVert, but I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but there are some people who think that, hey, maybe Oladipo's going someplace else, because if they do bring him in, then I think they can't trade him until March 4th. So they might as well, if they haven't become official yet. Yeah, you might as well do something now if you can.
And if he's not going to show up, then you don't want to sit on your hands till March 4th. Everybody's just, you know what? Here's the thing about Cal. What owner would you be saying the things that we say about Cal? I mean,
well, you've been quite disrespectful.
Well, no, I haven't. I think. The dysfunction in the Texans organization, it starts at the top. I mean, and there's a picture of Cal, and she does, and she writes the article about trending in the wrong direction and everything else, and it starts with Cal. Honestly, we've never had an owner where you've been like, this guy is, he is so unfit to be the owner of an NFL team.
It is almost
there, like, is zero confidence that anyone in that organization can have in that guy.
We've all seen those movies where the person who assumes he's next in line to inherit the business doesn't, because the dad's like, No, I can't. I'm not trusting my business to the screw up or the guy who's not been paying attention. Those movies exist have existed for all time. We all know what those look like.
Never watched Succession?
Yeah, we all know what those look like. And this, except in this instance, his father, Bob McNair, didn't say, "Nah, can't leave it to you. I got to leave it to a more capable child." Probably because a more capable child doesn't want anything to do with football. There is another son out there who appears to be very successful in what he's chosen to do. But it looks like he doesn't want anything to do with the Texans, so Cal was next in line. And it went swimmingly so far. Gone swimmingly so far, excuse me.
I mean, she has got a chronological order of all the mess up since he became, and it is extensive. Now, you got to, but here's the deal. And again, the DeAndre Hopkins, if anybody walked into the office and told you, okay, Bill O'Brien walks in and says, "We're going to trade DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson in a second rounder." What would you say?
I said, "Did DeAndre do something to your family? Why are you bringing this dopey deal to me? Why do you want?" First, I'd ask, okay, because if I'm the owner, I would hope to have some knowledge of the inner workings. Maybe DeAndre's a problem. I don't know. But why do you want David Johnson? Why is that the deal you're working with?
A guy who hasn't played, who hasn't been effective since 2016, that's going to make $11 million. You want me to pay him $11 million this year?
To do what?
You do know, I mean, if you keep up with the NFL, that the Cardinals are probably going to have to cut him.
Yeah,
you do know that, right?
They weren't playing him. It was Chase Edmonds, and they acquired a running back in Kenyon Drake. Why do you want David Johnson on my roster?
Yeah.
Why do you want me paying him?
And paying him $11 million? That's the most egregious part. If I was Cal, I'd be going, "You made me pay this guy that we could have got." And oh, by the way, we could have had Carlos Hyde for $5 million.
Look,
is David Johnson any better than Carlos Hyde at half the price?
You know, we talk about fireball offenses. Bring that in my office would make me question who I have running my football team.
Now get out of my office.
Beat it.
That's what I'd say. No, honestly, I would immediately
question.
What owner would have okayed this? That's a problem.
Cal. Someone who's asleep at the wheel. See, it's okay for the owner to be asleep at the wheel when you have a competent man doing the job. Unfortunately, you had an incompetent person doing the GM job, and Cal was asleep at the wheel. So these are the things that happen. You have to hope that Nick Caserio isn't just a product of Bill Belichick, and he is competent, so Cal could take a step back, and it won't matter.
What makes Cal most, and I've said this plenty of times, the most attractive to me is that he will stay out of the way. He will stay out of the way of football decisions, so you can actually put together a football team without him making personnel decisions because he doesn't know anything about football, which is amazing to me, too, since he's been the owner's son here for 20 years.
You saw that smile on his face during that press conference. You know he wasn't paying attention.
I don't know what he was doing all these years. I have no idea.
And you brought up succession, and you had to imagine there was a succession plan when Bob, because he had been ill for a while, but even if he wasn't ill and he decided, you know what, I don't want to do the day-to-day stuff anymore, I'm going to turn this over, you would have imagined he had started to train Cal on the process.
Hey, Cal is, listen, dude, from the beginning, when we went out, I mean, out at practices, at games, everywhere Bob was, Cal was. Everywhere. Cal was there every single step of the way. He learned nothing standing there. And you could kind of tell he wasn't learning anything by the faraway
expression on his face.
Yes, that he learned nothing. Nothing. He is a disaster, but what makes him most attractive is also what brought this organization to its knees, is that he let Bill O'Brien, which is why I say Caserio now, who is a smarter football, I believe he's a far smarter football person than Bill O'Brien. I have to believe anybody's a smarter football person than Bill O'Brien. He's going to be in a great situation in that Cal won't get in his way. Cal should have gotten in the way of Bill O'Brien. He didn't. He should have. But hopefully, unless Nick Caserio comes in and says we're going to trade Deshaun Watson for a Josh Rosen in a second, then, you know what? Then, Cal, speak up. But otherwise, Let Nick Caserio do what Nick Caserio do.
Did the story come out that people around the league had told Cal the team was close? Didn't we talk about that?
They told Bob McNair.
No, I know, but did Cal talk about that? Who said that? I feel like we just had that story, and I was thinking to myself, Cal didn't learn anything from his dad in that instance either.
I don't remember that.
I feel like we had a discussion.
I know brick by brick.
Maybe it wasn't Cal. Maybe it was another person in this town who talked about the team being close. I don't remember. Maybe I'm misattributing that to Cal. But I don't know what happened over the last since 2002 since you pointed it out that apparently it was always a plan for Cal to take over at some point, and everything just either went over his head or bounced off of him.
Unbelievable that he could be in the middle of this for 20 years, going on over 20 years, because they started this thing back in 98. Over 20 years that he's in the middle of this thing, and he's so inept. So inept. It's unbelievable. 1012 ESPN, 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. It's just 10:15. You got plenty of time to get in here. Anything that you want to talk about, anything that we've touched on, you're more than welcome. The Rockets with a win yesterday. The Spurs aren't very good. It's amazing now. You know, that the change in this basketball team, they got DeMar DeRozan in the trade, obviously, and LaMarcus Aldridge still, but Aldridge isn't near a major part of this team and what he does. 30 minutes, 4-for-10, 2 rebounds. Goodness gracious.
The Spurs are in a weird place because you have these two, I mean, compared to what stars are making in the NBA, they're not that highly paid. LaMarcus's deal happened some time ago. Same for DeMar DeRozan. But then you have all these young guards and young wing players you think you should be playing, but then you're in this mode where, well, we still have LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan, so they should get minutes too. There's not much value for either one. I don't know what you'd get back for either one. They're kind of listless. I think the loss last night made them 500. I mean,
yeah, that's what they are. That's a good name for them. Listless.
Yeah, I don't know what the direction is for the Spurs. You have a coach who you imagine is on the last go round. How long does Pop want to still be involved? They're not a championship contender. I just wonder, do they decide? Can we get a second or can we get first round picks for these two, and jettison them and go, all right, all you young guys, just play, and Pop will. Maybe Becky Hammond's his successor. I don't know. I just don't know what the direction for the Spurs is right now.
No. I mean, I think they pretty much opened up a can of quit.
They're not an organization who's going to – they don't want to be the Knicks or anything, but they're also in a spot where there are no championship aspirations. They're too good to be in, like, the top five where they might be able to find a franchise changer, but what are they?
I don't know. I think they're a 9 or 10 seed that's going to play. They'll be in the playing game. They'll be in the playing game.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And so this win was nice. It was really what I loved about it was the end of the game. The last 3 minutes, the Rockets just filled it up and just kicked their ass. They were trailing by 4, and they just 4 and 6, and they just came back and they made all the big shots. Watching Christian Wood outside hitting 3-pointers was really nice. Sterling Brown had an unbelievable game. I never even knew that there was someone named Mason Jones, and he was nice. He was in there down to stretch. It was like, and so was Kenyon Martin Jr. Now, John Wall's coming back. Eric Gordon is coming back. So you're gonna be probably playing them. We'll see if Oladipo comes. If Oladipo shows up too, there's 3 starters in there. I think you're probably gonna. Ben McLemore will probably be back on the bench. Sterling Brown and Jay Sean Tate will have a much lesser role. P.J. Tucker was emotional last night, though, and it helped him. He got emotional with the guys in the timeout with about 3 minutes left in the game, and he was really barking. And it from there on, they kicked some ass. So that was nice. I know a lot of people were excited about the win. You see, look, James is gone, and I do like that. They shot 39% from three, but that was in large part because Christian Wood was 5 of 7, and you're not going to go 5 of 7 every game. They shot 48% from the field. They had 25 assists, but 49 rebounds. They out rebounded the Spurs.
This last night's win was a good micro win in terms of feeling good for the moment. Like, James is gone. But you know what? Those guys went out there. The guys who were with us, they went out there and played, and they beat an average Spurs team. That feels good. But doesn't matter when those, like you said, those guys who played big parts, or their parts are going to get much smaller when you find some health and John Wall's back, and we'll see what happens to Oladipo. But it was a win in the moment that goes, you know what? Things kind of suck because of what we had to do. But you know what? Getting a win feels good. That's what it was. I don't look into it more than that, other than the fact that your big offseason acquisition continues to make you look really good.
No, you're comparable to play-in teams. That's what you are.
That's who you are, and you beat one.
Now, you didn't have Eric Gordon. You didn't have John Wall. You didn't have Victor Oladipo. So
yeah, it was a good win.
It was nice.
For those guys who...
Yeah, the young guys actually stepping up.
Yeah, and then we'll see what happens. I think they play the Spurs tomorrow.
They play him again, yeah.
Okay, so we'll see what happens if Wall and Gordon are playing, but these are the type of small victories that the Rockets are going to have to grasp on, because even when they're at full health, I mean, we know the deal.
No, and the schedule, it ain't easy, man. Their schedule, every other day they're playing, at most 2 days off. They go to Chicago after San Antonio, Phoenix here on Wednesday, at Detroit, at Dallas, Washington, Portland. It's not that brutal. The brutal part is, and especially with older players, with guys that are coming off Achilles, with guys injury prone like John Wall and Boogie Cousins. Victor Oladipo's had his injury issues playing every other day. That's the hardest part.
You know what? I know he's on the roster and he said some things that made people feel good, but I don't know if I need to see Boogie Cousins play anymore.
I like him.
That's fine, but
actually, he's bringing an energy to the team. It's funny. I mean, when he had to be the enforcer the other night with Markieff, and he was, as opposed to just Jayshon just getting, you know, hit to the ground. And he seems to be a different, a kinder and gentler Boogie.
But he's been ejected like two times in the last week.
That's Boogie being Boogie.
I thought you said if he's Boogie, how is he being a kinder, gentler Boogie?
But he's doing it. He's doing it for all the right reasons.
Okay.
He's the ejection with the heart of gold.
I'm just gonna give you some shooting numbers for Boogie.
Well, that's not awesome.
31.3 from.
I don't want to be logical about this.
In the month of January, shooting just over 31% from the field. Just over 30% from three.
Doesn't seem like all that good for a big guy.
Yeah. 7 points in 14 minutes. And
shoots a lot of threes. Most of those are threes.
Yeah.
Standing outside. He's our Bill Laimbeer.
He shoots six. He's about 7 shots per game. And
Bill Laimbeer got ejected all the time. Did Bill Laimbeer win titles? Yes. Win 2 championships. So he stood outside shooting threes. There you go.
You think he's Bill Laimbeer?
I think he's just like Bill Laimbeer.
Okay. Fine. There's not a backup young big man that could play, but I mean the Rockets would be better off if they had signed the guy for that money that was 24 instead of Boogie.
Well, yeah, of course. Well,
I mean, what is he? What is he right now?
But this was just a lot of piecemeal. This was a lot.
They're trying to find something.
This is I mean, look who they signed the last few years: Carmelo, Ennis, McLemore, Boogie. They just got John Wall. They got Russell Westbrook. They've just been piecemealing this thing. Let's get Manny in here. What's up, Manny?
Yo, Joe, you read my mind, bro. It's like we're on the same page, because the only time I went, well, we didn't really need that shot last night, was when Boogie would take a three. But for the most part, the shots the Rockets were taking last night were working off of ball movement. were wide open threes to the young guys who could set up in rhythm. And that's the way you want to see a three shot. You don't want to see a dribble off, you know, off the dribble, pull up, step back. It's like we've been eating peanut butter and sandwiches, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for 8 years. And last night we finally got, like, you know, some fried pork chops and some rice and some green beans and some broccoli. And it was like, man, this stuff is really good. Why have we been eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for all this time? This is a simple meal we could cook. Cost us about $11 to buy at the grocery store. Are they going to win a championship? No. Are they going to compete to get to the conference finals? Probably not with this roster. You probably need one or two, maybe three more pieces to do that. But just to see the way Paul Silas has those guys moving the basketball, moving without the basketball, their effort on defense, the concentrated effort to hit the boards, it was just such a breath of fresh air last night. And this is what we've been missing for 8 years. This is what I've been clamoring for the last 8 years. This is the type of basketball that can get you wins against San Antonio, who are deeper, have a little bit more talent. In San Antonio, they're not going to win a championship either. Let's be realistic about it. But still, this type of basketball can keep you in a lot of games. And I'm so excited that Rafael Stone is pulling the trigger on who we might get to bring in the future. I'm really excited about that. And I'm really excited about the young guys that are playing. Tate is a beast. Jones is a beast. Christian Wood, when we signed Christian Wood, I was excited. I was like, okay, this is a good start. This is a good start because this kid has the potential to be better than Marcus Aldridge in his prime, I believe. And so Rockets basketball is once again exciting, and yeah. All it took was for your star player to quit and the nerd to lie to everybody in Houston and get out of town because he really left us in a lurch. He left us in a mess. He went away, and it's just so refreshing to see that so fast you went from trash to something that can make Houston Rocket fans again appointment TV viewing, making – they've already made it to where, okay, they play Saturday. I can't wait for Saturday. I can't wait for them to play again. Whereas opposed to it was, you know, before it was like, they're going to play the Spurs. They're probably going
to something to look forward to, and you're right. I mean, it's I'm isolation basketball is boring to me. It was boring.
I think this is when you remove some of the championship aspirations and people will have to recognize that that's not going to be a thing anymore, you can go just watch a team that's enjoyable.
Yep.
Hey, I don't know. I don't know from night to night. Christian Wood appears to be on the path of might being a star for this team. And then you go, can Jason Tate become a guy we can depend on later on as we get better? There are some things to pull from and go, you know what? Just enjoy the basketball that you watch.
It definitely was fun to watch last night. I don't know how much fun it's going to be when you're playing a better team. We saw against the Lakers. It wasn't a lot of fun. But that was with James. So we'll see. Fire Shade Friday.
Yeah, we missed it yesterday, partly because of, you know, all the things that were going on, and partly because I was like, oh, we're doing that?
We just forgot.
We forgot. That was the other part of it. But, yeah, Fire Shade Friday. If you want to throw some shade at anyone, now is your time.
Let's go. Who wants to throw some shade? Fire Shade Friday, 713-780-3776. Something, somebody has done you wrong. Somebody has that you want to lay in on whomever, James, Cal, Deshaun. Whoever it is that you have an issue, your wife, she's sleeping with your brother, that's a problem, okay? That's a problem, sis. You might want to throw shade at her. 713-780-3776.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:32, ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. We're going to throw some shade. We usually do it on Thursday, But Dell forgot again with the terrible producing.
Did you remember?
I'm not the producer of the show.
But it's a show.
I just, wherever you lead, I follow.
No, that's not how it works.
That's exactly. You're the producer of the show.
That's not actually how it works, but go ahead. Fine.
So Dell messed it up, but we're going to do it today. Mm. Make up for Dell's incompetence.
How many times do you need to say? How many times? Go ahead. Go. Keep going.
Almost done.
All right.
So we're doing it today. So if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. I'm sure there's something out there that's pissed you off this week. So, Dell, are you ready?
Let's throw some shade.
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right, there we go. And we're off and running. And as always, the ladies go to the front of the line. We've got Heather who wants to throw some shade. Hey, Heather.
Hey, guys. So, you know, I know y'all missed it yesterday, but I didn't. I called in and they said y'all weren't doing the show, the segment. So, little shade thrown at y'all for forgetting.
How about that? Thank you, Heather. Little shade thrown. Is there
anybody
else
you
needed to throw shade at or just us? I guess that's it. That's on, and I would say if it was my fault, I always take full responsibility.
Uh-huh.
But this was totally Dell's fault.
She said y'all, which means she's talking to both of us. Are you refuting and just putting
refuting
on a
I'm not refuting her shade.
Then take part of the blame.
Sometimes, what y'all doing, Dell?
No.
That's how.
She said, I heard that y'all weren't doing it, so throw some shade at y'all. Yeah. That's to both of us. Don't refute.
All right. Sometimes shade is misguided. I didn't say she was wrong. I'm not refuting it.
What's the difference between misguided and you're wrong?
I said sometimes. I didn't say Heather's was.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
Sounds like refuting to me.
La raza, ¿qué pasó, mi hijo?
Juanito G. Bring back Rahiz.
Delvencito! Patres.
Patres, gentlemen. Good morning, man. I want to give a special shout out to the Twitch. You know, the boys be wilding on Twitch, man. But I kind of want to throw shade at the. Well, obviously, you throw shade at the Houston Texans, man. But I just want to say, like, I think we're like the new. We just became the Cleveland Browns of the South, man. I feel like we should have just hired a coach already. The GM took too long. We already knew who it was. We were playing jokes and just we're the laughingstock of the NFL. And then now, like, I think just Houston as a city, we're just getting trashed on, man. I'm getting sick and tired of everybody bashing our city. If y'all don't like it here, man, just get the hell on out of Houston, man. Shade thrown.
Make some shade.
I like it. Does Aggie Matt want to talk about Cal, or does he want to throw some shade?
Well, he called before shade and wanted to talk about Cal. So
okay.
I mean, I can't imagine anything about Cal is going to be positive.
No, well, maybe ask him to tell the intern that. This is a shade segment. If he wants to throw some shade at Cal, he's more than welcome. Not that Cal deserves it. Let's get Aggie Matt in here. Aggie Matt, what do you say?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you know, honestly, I could definitely throw some shade at Cal because what you all made me realize about Cal just a little bit ago is that we just had a gladiator situation happen over the last couple of years. I think maybe he killed his own dad to take over the team, even though his dad may have been wanting to give this team to somebody else who's actually competent, who can actually lead the team. So you know what? Great shade thrown to Cal for taking over this team and knowing that he really shouldn't have, because just like everybody's saying, they're horrible now.
Well,
make some shade.
Well, I'm not going to refute. What I'm going to tell you is what he's referring to as competence.
Mm-hmm.
As his dad is, you know, about to give the power, give power over to something, the Senate. Commodus smothers his dad with the pillow. That is what he's referring. That's what he's saying happened.
I don't know that we can't. I don't know.
I can't say that happened.
Neither. We're not.
I'm not condoning.
His views are not those
of this show.
Yeah,
but we can't refute it because of the rules.
Mm-hmm. Let's get Lazy J in here. Let's see if we can stay on the air with Lazy J. What's up, Lazy J?
Good morning, Johnny G. R.I.P. Raheel. Dale. Hey, buddy. Got a question for you. Hey, what do you think about, you think James Harden, since he, you know, all the strippers don't really be stripping no more at the club, he probably threw all his money at Crazy Bull and Be Live. You know, all the hot chicks now, they got OnlyFans and they're traveling the country. You know, so maybe he went to Brooklyn because, you know, strippers ain't at the strip clubs no more like they used to be. Think about that.
I think James, if he needed a personal stripper, they would make trips to his home. I don't think the inability to go to the club has kept him from hanging out with strippers.
Got you. My quick shade this week is going to be to y'all. Man, y'all going to start putting some respect on my sports talk, man. I told y'all about the Texans and how I had inside information that players come to the Texans to die at the end of their career. They're on steroids. I called in talking about LaMelo Ball. Y'all told me I had the worst call of the year. And LaMelo Ball is about to be Rookie of the Year. He's leading the league in assists, rebounds, third in points. Like, come on, man. And y'all, you know, James Harden for LaMelo Ball's number one pick. And for Minnesota and a couple other picks, man. Y'all need to start listening to my takes, man.
Let's throw some, make some shade.
That's still dumb.
You can't.
What?
You can't.
No.
You can't take shots at the shade.
That's not. That wasn't shade.
He did throw shade at us for not recognizing his sports brilliance.
All right. I'm going to throw shade right now.
Okay.
Okay? Lazy J, that's still dumb.
Very simple.
Throw some, make some shade.
Daniel is next. What do you say, Daniel?
Hey, I want to throw some shade at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Chase Claypool and Juju need to shut their mouth and back it up on the field because right now, that's a sorry team. Mike Tomlin needs to get a hold of that locker room because they're a mess.
There you go.
Throw some, make some shade.
713-780-3776. Who do you want to throw? I didn't think we'd get shade thrown at the Pittsburgh Steelers today, but that happened. That just happened right here. I thought maybe closer to home. We got Cal. Not really, James. We haven't had any James Harden shade.
Someone just accused Cal of killing his dad. That's all.
Yeah, that's not.
That's all that happened on this show.
Yeah. Right, that was, nah. Ben, you want to throw some, make some shade?
Hey, what's up, y'all? I want to throw shade at all the people that can't pick up their trash cans after the trash, the dumpster, the truck comes and gets them. Now they're all on the ground because the wind blew them all over. Shade thrown at y'all.
Throw some, make some shade.
Get out there and pick up your garbage cans, people.
Ben sounds like he works for the HOA.
Yeah, he might do that, or drive through the street.
But I get it. It's a pain. That happens, and it sucks.
Well, you know, a lot of people, it's picked up in the morning, you leave for work. And,
Ben, I mean, some people may just be at home. I mean, not at home, at work. They'll get it when they come home.
Maybe not. Are you refuting his shade?
Is
that a refuting your shade?
You started it.
Just saying. That's all I'm saying.
I'm able
to get mine at 11:30.
Well, yeah, because.
Right.
I'm able to get mine at 12.
At 12. Ed wants to throw some, make some shade. 713-780-3776. What do you say, Ed?
Hey, I'm going to throw some shade at the Texans because I think they're a bunch of losers, just like the Oilers were before them. We've never had a team and an owner in this city that wants to go and, you know, pay to make sure that we have a good team. I don't know what it is about Houston teams, and I've been here all my life, but you could see other teams. They do it, but we just don't want it. We don't want to pay. That's it.
Throw some, make some shade.
Mind it. Appreciate it. 713-780-3776. John, throw some, make some shade. John, are you there? Oh, you got to bring him up. Hey, John.
Yeah, to the garbage can guy. You know, most people have jobs. Only Antifa members that live in their parents' basement get to do their chores and take in the trash every day, so...
throw some, make some shade.
He just refuted shade. Are you allowed to do that?
Yes.
Well, that
was
his
shade. Yeah, you're allowed to do it in that instance.
Throwing shade at the other guy, right?
Yes. I mean, it's repeated shade because we did it already. We didn't use Antifa as a basis for why.
Right. No, we didn't throw shade, though. I guess we were guilty.
We kind of explained. No, we didn't say he couldn't do it. We just said, hey, maybe some people are at work. That's all.
That's all.
But, hey, you're allowed to say almost whatever you'd like.
Nelson almost wants to throw some, make some shade. Hey, Nelson. Nelson, turn, hang up. Don't listen on the radio, Nelson. Nelson, you can't. You got to listen on your phone.
Try again, Nelson. You're probably hearing this right now. We may get back
pick
to you.
Pick up your phone.
No, I put him on hold.
Okay, so now pick up your phone. Okay.
Nelson, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, Nelson.
Go ahead.
All right. So I want to throw some shade at Victor Oladipo. I've been hearing that there's reports that he already wants to leave Houston, and he hasn't even gotten here yet, man. I say we trade him to Denver for Gary Harris and trade P.J. Tucker, too, and try to get some guy, like some backup big. But that's just who I wanted to throw some shade at.
All right.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Yeah, Victor Oladipo. What you know about Houston? You know, you hate Houston. You don't even know Houston, jerk. I mean, want to get out. Want to go to Miami. Probably
jerk.
Just probably wants to do blow and have hookers
is
and
that
stuff.
All that happens
that's
in Miami?
That's all. That's it.
Blowing hookers?
That's it. That's why. I don't know anything about
blowing hookers don't exist here?
Nope. Just,
okay. Didn't James Worthy get caught with the hooker here?
That was a long time ago. They all moved to
they
Miami.
They all moved to Miami. Okay.
Rob wants to throw some, make some shade. Hey, Rob.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes, back to the trash cans. I want to throw some shade at them idiots who think they have to steal my trash can when they can't afford one. Twice.
I am
stole your trash can?
Shade.
Man, it's a lot of trash.
I didn't know it was such a big deal on
trash
day.
Trash.
Usually, I put it out, I come home, and it's there, and I take it in.
My trash day is Monday. Apparently, we don't have those problems in my
mine's on Wednesday. I don't have the problems other people
stealing
have.
Stealing your trash can and leaving them all over the street.
Yeah. That's the deep, dark underbelly of trash day.
I didn't know that was such an issue in our fair city. We have to call Batman on this one or something.
Look at everybody calling. Now, it's a little late.
It's kind of
44.
Now, okay, one more.
Mito, that's
okay.
Our guy.
Mito, hey.
Hey, shout out Rafa. Shout out Lady J. Man, my shade is for James, fat ass, trash ass Harden. You don't want to play for Houston? Good. We don't want your traveling ass anyway, man. Bounce your man boobies on out of Houston. Shade thrown.
I am throw some, make some shade.
Wow. What do you call him again? It's not fat ass. Fatass.
Fatass.
And Dumas. Dumas Harden.
Fatass. I like to call him Fatass. All right, one more. Chicano. Is that it? Is that what it is? Is it Chicano?
Sure, man. I got to throw some shade. I got to throw some shade, Johnny G, and all the dudes that are out there golfing today and not drinking Coors Light. Beat it.
Beat it.
I'm throwing some,
need
make
you
some
here.
Shade.
We don't need you in our life if you're going to play golf and not drink Coors Light. Beat it. That's it. We will get News of the Weird in next right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:47 on ESPN 97.5. 713, well, we can't do the phone number. We are going to do News of the Weird. Del, there's a 37-year-old Tokyo man who's blowing up. He's on Twitter, and he's offering his services to everyone. And he's got, like, there's a wait list for him to give his services to you. Do you know what he does?
No.
Nothing. He initially, he offered his rent a person who does nothing. Now he was originally for free. Now he charges 10,000 yen, roughly $96 per request. And he will do absolutely nothing with you. and he has endless requests right now.
People just want someone with them while they do nothing.
Yes.
They don't want to feel alone.
He said he can eat and drink, give simple feedback, but nothing more. That's it. I'm glad I'm able to take a walk with someone, keeping a comfortable distance where we don't have to talk, but we can if we want to. So this is blowing up in Tokyo, someone who will do nothing for $96.
I understand the want to have someone with you so you don't feel alone, but I'm not paying you to be around me and us to do nothing while you're around me.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Especially, yeah. I mean, that's just, it doesn't seem like something. I mean, I got most of my friends will do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, but you have built that type of bond.
I'm not paying them.
Through multiple years of hanging around doing nothing. Now, these people don't have those type of relationship, so they're paying $96 a pop.
Yeah, 96 bucks
just to hang out and do nothing. He doesn't even have to talk if they don't want it, right?
Yeah,
he can just sit there.
Yeah, nothing. 96 bucks.
And this is an hourly.
I want to do nothing for $96. I want this job.
Is it an hourly thing?
I don't know. It's 96 bucks, 10,000 yen. I'm in. Apparently there's a woman who her neighbors aren't really happy with her.
Is her trash can all over the place?
No. Can you please stop screaming like a pig, daft o'clock, when you shagging? We all sick of it.
Is that something that was tweeted at her or a text message?
I guess it was a note that was left on her door. Apparently, she says, and she responded, I personally thought I sounded like the herbal essence woman, but go off, I guess.
Look, honestly, hearing someone have sex ain't enjoyable. So I can understand why someone might be upset with it. But can you really legislate that if someone is in their home being loud, they're in their home? Can you file a noise complaint over sex noises?
Yeah, I think you can. Hey, keep it down in there.
We know
it's somebody that's not as good.
We know he's not that good.
Yeah.
I
think you're trying to make him feel good.
I would troll. Like, girl, you know you got that weak D.
He got that game.
Stop faking. We all know you're faking. That ain't normal.
Bad news, Del. The end of the world is coming.
Okay. What is it?
2021 Endgame. Doomsday claim 2021 Endgame. Jesus returns in 2028. You got 7 years.
The Bible tells you that no man knows the time when Jesus will come back, so I can't trust it. The Bible tells me there are no predictions for that.
Well, apparently, end-of-the-world prophecies predict that 2021 will mark the beginning of the end. 7 short years later. You got 7 years. What are you going to do with them?
I don't believe it. I'm going to live a life and try to do as best as I can.
Go ahead.
Enrich people's lives as much as I can and my own. But you know what? That sounds like blasphemy. Are you going to go with the Bible or some random person predicting something?
I don't know. All I know is Jesus is coming in 2028. You best be ready.
I'm just telling you, the Bible
says. I'd repent if I were you.
Jesus could come tomorrow, because that's what the Bible says. No man knows.
Houston man is in trouble. He threatened violence because his wing stop order was taking too long. Is this a problem? Does wing stop take too long? And should you threaten the kid behind the counter?
I would say sometimes and no. Sometimes they take too long, but the answer isn't threatening the kid behind the counter. You know, the wing stop in my area, in my neighborhood, doesn't really have that issue, but one of the pizza places does. I'm like, I'll call ahead or order ahead online. And they don't even. And when I get there 15 minutes later, haven't even started the order. And this is in the middle of the day when there's nothing going on. I'm like, what are you guys doing? I see you back there. Yeah. There's nothing going on.
Do something.
Why haven't you put my order in? I can get why it's upsetting. But no, I wouldn't. I don't threaten anyone, though.
So I had no idea, because there's something about horses that, you know, there's a saying about horses. About, you know, how they're endowed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, apparently, there is a horse. It was a former big money yearling. It's up for sale because of its abnormally large testicles. Apparently, it's not running nearly as well because nuts got too big.
I know a lot of NBA players, after they make big shots, they do the whole... Sam Cassell did it. He made big shots in the Rockets run. He would
jump around and pretend
like his nuts are too big. That's why his
Bregman was doing it.
Yeah.
Needed a wheelbarrow.
Yeah. That horse needs a wheelbarrow?
Apparently. Man, that dude must be going pretty good because most horses are going really, really good. This one can't even run. Can't even run now because they're going, because he's, man.
You think
the lady horses are all like.
Or you think that horse is embarrassed by it because everyone's always staring at him?
All the male horses,
the lady horses are all looking at him.
Well, is he? Yeah, because his horse pants ain't hiding nothing.
Yeah, I mean, is he the gray sweatpants wearer of the horse world? Or it's just everyone can zoom in because I feel bad for that horse.
Yeah.
He can't do what he loves.
Yeah, because it's, yeah.
Because his, don't, like Jay-Z has a line where he says his knots don't fit. That horse's knots don't fit.
they don't fit in a racehorse, that's for sure.
No. Maybe a rhino.
No, they way too big. Yeah, rhinos don't have to run.
No.
You can go good. They're just too big.
What a way to end the week.
That is. What a great way to end the week. And we will talk to you again. I hope you have a great weekend. The Charlie Epps Golf Show is tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5 at 8 o'clock. So join in for that. Join us for that. The Press Box is next. Y'all have a great weekend, everybody.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.